A video version of this podcast is available at aboundingjoy.com and also on our YouTube pages.
You see, it turns out that many of the followers of Jesus ended up being scattered out all over the Roman Empire. There were several reasons for that. Some of them had been Jews or maybe God-fearing Gentiles who would go to the synagogues with the Jews all over the empire. They lived in different parts of the empire already. But they would make pilgrimages back to Jerusalem maybe two or three times a year. They went there for the Jewish feasts and the festivals. And while they were there after Jesus' death and resurrection, while they were there in Jerusalem for those feasts and festivals, the Christians who were in Jerusalem would tell them about Jesus. This is what happened. You guys need to know about this. And many of those people became Christians themselves. And then they had gone back home, wherever they lived in the empire. And of course, there they began to tell others about Jesus back in their hometowns. Others of those early Christians were scattered out over the empire for a different reason, sometimes because of persecution. Many times, for example, they had to flee their homes, flee their hometowns, and move to other countries. And of course, wherever they went, you know what they were doing? They were telling what happened. They were sharing the gospel, basically. They were telling about Jesus. And then there were some other early Christians. And you're familiar with people like this, like maybe Paul and Barnabas, Timothy, Silas, Apollos, Luke, Titus. You know, there are lots of them. They were sent out by God as missionaries. And they were spreading the gospel all over the empire. So it wasn't too long till the gospel was just spreading out all over the empire. By 70 AD, that's only about 40 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. By 70 AD, there were churches all over what we call Asia Minor. Are you familiar with that area? It's modern Turkey today. But it happened to be a place in that day where there were many cities that were a major part of the Roman Empire. It's a very important part of the Roman Empire. Also, by 70 AD, there were churches in Macedonia and Achaia. Today, we call that Greece. Of course, in Italy, there were churches there. Of course, that's where Rome was. Down in North Africa, on the other side of the Mediterranean Sea, there were churches down there. The Middle East, of course. So already, by 70 AD, Christianity spread out quite a bit. In 325 AD, there was a major church council. You may have heard of it. That met in a city named Nicaea. We'll talk more about that later in this series. It's located in what would now be called kind of northwest Turkey. You may have studied some maps a little bit, and you can picture where Troas is. You remember when Paul and Silas on their second missionary journey, they were trying to decide where to go next with the gospel, and the Holy Spirit directed them finally to Troas. And there, Paul had a dream and a vision at night there at Troas, and he saw this man from Macedonia. Modern Greece, the northern part of modern Greece, and a man was saying, come over and help us. You remember that story? Well, if you remember where Troas is, Nicaea is just down the road, a few hundred miles, maybe 200-300 miles east of Troas there, but in northern, what we call Turkey today. We'll learn more about that council later in this series too, but by the time of this early church council, I'm kind of chasing a rabbit on, I'm sorry, but there were churches all over Europe. By this time, by 325 AD, I mean all the way over to Spain, and maybe even in Britain by this time. We're not sure about Britain. The gospel could have come to Britain just a few years after this, but not much later. So by 325, there were churches literally all over the Roman Empire. It's an amazing thing. Remember, they didn't have cars. They didn't have any automobiles. They didn't have motels. They didn't have airplanes. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have Google. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have Amazon or Zoom. They didn't have any of these things that we enjoy today. But without all these things that help us today to get to places or to communicate with people, they were going largely by foot all over the world, all over the empire, telling people everywhere, Jesus conquered death. Jesus was killed, a horrible death, scourging, crucifixion. He died in our place. He died to pay for our sins. And then he proved that he was who he said he was. Said he was God. He proved it. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Literally rose from the dead. He conquered death.